Who's more qualified?
Gee, don't you think it's really great that Yoshida has been nominated to be chairman of the department?
Yes, I do. You know, Yoshida is so well-liked. She really gets along with people well. She really knows how to handle them.
That's true, and I really think it's nice that it's a woman that's been nominated. You know, women have had trouble for such a long time.
But in the long run, I think it's very important that a man be the head of the English department.
Why?
Well, why,
what's so
Gary?
Special about a man?
Because men are stronger than women.
Oh, well, I don't think so.
Well, I don't think that that has anything to do with it. I mean, I think we should look at it as to who is more qualified.
Right. And
Both are equally qualified, I think.
But I think
men are basically inherently stronger than women.
Oh, Gary, don't be such a chauvinist.
No, I'm
not. That's not true. Look at Eleanor Roosevelt, for example.
Well, she's an exception to the rule, I think.
I think that she's just an exception because she was lucky enough to beat the men at their own game.
Well, we have to look at this very, very...
Well, Sharon, there's something to what Gary says in that because women aren't so accepted, it may be putting Yoshida in a difficult position if she is made department head.
That's true, but that's why we have to support her even more and not bring up false arguments like men being stronger.
No, situations are going to arise in the future where a man and a man only can control the situation.
Well, I'm just wondering how her fellow male colleagues, you know, in the university college are going to react to a woman as department head.
That's a good point, and I think that since we all know she's qualified, that with our support, that she can do it.